You do suck though.
I suck, bro.
You suck ass.
I was trying to get you some girls, but you overreacting.
I don't know.
You acting.
You're retarded. Bro.
So tell me. Tell me what happened. Tell me what happened.
Right, just to recap for you, dumbass.
All right. What's up?
I added this girl on Facebook way before you ever gave me the idea to talk to her.
All right.
And I was like, I'm going to do this on my own time, at my own pace. I'm going to get there eventually.
Bro, you weren't doing nothing, though.
And then last night, your dumbass is like, hey, fool, you sent me a screenshot. Hey, fool, talk to this girl. And I'm like, this was just trying to hype
Why
me up.
Why would you hit her up
and and I don't want to do it
Instagram
right now.
Instagram instead of Facebook. You probably had her on Facebook.
Easier, dog.
No, it's not.
So, shut
up. You're on fucking Messenger let me all talk. The time. Hey, you're on Facebook all the
I'm
time,
I'm telling the story.
Dog.
Let me talk.
Fucking dumbass, all right? Bro.
So, I'm like, all right, well, I might as well add her on Instagram. But it's private, so I have to request. And then, like a minute later, I get a request from her. But she hadn't accepted my request yet. And then as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, she's going to scope me out first. And, well, I was right because then I checked and she freaking denied my request. And then I couldn't request. She blocked me.
Oh,
and so
no.
I'm like, damn, she blocked my ugly ass. So now I get nothing. So I can't even talk to her. So I'm like,
which one you used to talk to her on Facebook? You said she's friends with you on
this. This is your dumbass fault. This is the last time
just
I take
her up on Facebook.
Any advice
change
from you.
Change your picture on there and you can hit her up.
Nah. Where you at there? You're dumb.
What about the other girl I sent you though?
Nah, I'm not.
Why not? She's right up your alley.
Nah.
So you and Thotty, just how you like them.
Nah. Suck, bro.
I mean, I'm trying to be trying to do you a favor, trying to help you out.
Nah, hell
trying
no.
to help you
when
find
have you
some
ever...
ladies, bro.
No.
I'm always trying to help you out, fam. What do you mean?
You're messing
Get
up.
Get the hell out of here, bro.
You're messing up.
Well, you're stuck on the same girl, wasting your time.
What do you mean, dog? I was making moves on my own.
You weren't making no moves.
I was adding people first just to lay out.
Hell no.
All the pawns
it's
in the
weird.
Game.
It's weird once you add them and you don't say shit. And you say something out of the blue? No, that's weird.
Yeah, you say,
you gotta add him, and then you hit him and be like, hey, do I know you? And bam.
That's your move every time?
What do you mean every time? I don't do it no more.
What you mean? I heard you talking to somebody last week, dog.
Hell no.
Talking about what girlfriend?
You're stupid. I got a beautiful woman waiting for me at home.
Why are you lying, dog?
Hell no. I love you, baby. I mean it.
Oh, no. Nah, for us, the last time I take advice from your dumbass.
Bro, you're just dumbass. You just don't know how to use advice. That's just it.
Bro.
Because what was your opening line? You didn't even hit her up, did you?
I didn't get to.
Bro, you're too slow. That's why.
How is
you're
oh
too
my
slow,
God.
Dog.
What the hell is so
you
slow about never
quicker,
be getting added, dog?
You gotta be quicker.
You're
God
dumb.
Damn, bro.
I'm gonna change my username
you're
just
dumbass.
I'm gonna change my username to the message that I want to send
dumbass.
Her. Hey, do I know you?
You know what I was thinking, though? I was thinking, what if she has a boyfriend? And her boyfriend was the one that saw it. So, because it was pretty late at night, wasn't it? It was like at 10:30?
Like 10:30, 11.
So what if it was her boyfriend that caught it and he was like, let me creep on this fool.
Here's the thing, though.
He just blocks you. That's
she doesn't seem, you think she's a private girl?
I think so.
I don't think she is. And if she was, even if she wasn't, I think she would at least have like, you know, like girls like to put a date
oh, something with her
on
boyfriend?
Their bio. Yeah.
You never know.
So.
My girl isn't putting in that shit, so you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, bro, but like.
So what if this girl's the same? She doesn't post anything. And her man just had her phone and just immediately just saw your request and was like, bro, who's this fat bear over here trying to holler at my girl?
I don't think this girl's as good as your girl, dog. This girl looks tall, too, bro. She looks like she's like.
Just fat.
Six
bro.
Feet tall, dog.
Just
nah,
fat.
she doesn't look fat.
Probably not in your book. In my book, that was fat, though.
Oh, you think everybody's like fat, though?
Fat old girl.
You're fat.
Unless she was pregnant, bro.
Nah, you're stupid. Good news is I still have her on Facebook, so I think I wanna make this awkward.
You wanna try it again?
No, I wanna make this awkward.
How would you make it awkward?
Like message her and be like, hey, you blocked me on Instagram, what's up with that?
Oh no. You won't?
I'll be like, hey, I think you're cute, but you blocked me.
You know, that'd be pretty funny actually. If you screenshot it and you like make a meme out of it,
hey,
that'd be
block
pretty
me.
Funny. You're kind of cute, but you won't block me on Instagram.
You said I'm ugly. Is that true?
No.
I'm gonna make you like a little note, like in elementary school. I'm gonna put do you like me? I'm gonna put a little box, two boxes, yes or no.
Oh,
check
no.
one, please.
And then under it, whatever
oh,
she
no.
clicks yes,
she writes
like,
her own box. She puts block
block
or scene. This is worse than getting left on scene.
Bro, I got a coworker who... So I have two coworkers at my job. One of them's trying to hook the other guy up with her friends.
Okay.
But every time they try it, the guy doesn't get anything. He either gets left on scene or they just don't text him back. And this dude's like, he's okay. He's good looking, you know? He's good looking. But they're just leaving him on scene or they just don't say shit to him.
You know what's funny then? Other than the way we look, me and that dude both got dumbass friends.
Oh, nah. Nah, that's the thing, because we're not friends, fam. You're just someone I talk to, you know?
No.
You ain't nothing. You're just an acquaintance.
An acquaintance, bro? What kind of acquaintance, you know, for years, dog?
You, fool, obviously. Not me. Damn.
I'm your one and only, dog.
People ask me, hey, who your friends? And I'm like, oh, I don't got any friends.
I don't got any friends. I didn't believe it too, huh? They're like, this one looks like a loner.
Hell no.
I guess we go to the movies alone.
Hell no. Oh, we have our security guard. He came to work earlier than he was supposed to. He was supposed to get there like at 1 p.m. Because he was only supposed to work a half shift. But he didn't know that. So he got there as soon as we opened. So he got there at 10. And since he wasn't going to work, he was like, what should I do? So in this fool, he went to the movies by himself instead. Because it's like right there, you know?
I mean, if it's at work, it's whatever. Like, if you're not going to go all the way home just for that. Does he live far?
Yeah. Because he didn't even have a car, so he takes a bus.
Oh, hell no.
So he was just like, fuck it. I'm not taking the bus all the way back. So instead, he was just like, he went to Starbucks. He had a little coffee with his little bread. And he went to the movies. But you have to remember this, though. He's in his uniform. In his security uniform. Just having a piece of cake, going to the movies, like,
I feel like he's about to shoot up the theater, yeah. Dog.
This shit was funny, though.
What did he go see?
He went to watch the Godzilla movie. He was like, it was a good movie.
He's an old guy?
Yeah, he's an old guy. Really old guy. He's like, probably like 50s, 60s.
Damn.
He's pretty old. Yeah, he's an old
that
guy.
That was not security.
He's security, yeah.
That was a liability.
Nah. But here's the thing, though. Because since we're inside, like, a store... He's kind of like a greeter for the store. The customers see him, and they all say hi to him, or, like, they shake a hand. Like, they have conversations with this fool, because he's been around so long.
That doesn't sound like Walmart.
Like, goddamn. He's a great guy, though. If people, like, leave money at the ATM, or if they drop money, he immediately picks it up, and he's like, hey, man, this is yours.
Oh, no. Oh, but you know, dude, there is, like, some good movies I want to see this next couple of months.
What movies?
The Tarantino movie? Looks like a dope-ass movie.
Oh, the one with the
Hollywood?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I mean, this one's more for me, but you're probably not even interested, but...
Which one?
I forget what it's called, like, Yesterday or Today or Tomorrow, something like that. It's about the Beatles, but it's not about the Beatles. Basically, it's supposed to be, like, a world, like, a universe where this guy... Where, in this universe, the Beatles, the band, yeah?
Yeah.
They never existed, but this fool knows all their songs and all their music. So, basically... He'll, like, sing to some people, and he'll be like, what is that? And he'll be like, oh, it's the Beatles. And they're like, what the hell is the Beatles? So he like, Googles it, and they never existed. So basically, this one has a whole catalog of their music in his brain, and he's just, like, performing. Like, it's pretty dope concept, so I want to go see that.
That sounds interesting.
Plus, I like the Beatles, when they're, like, one of the biggest bands ever.
Sounds interesting as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Different perspective on those type of movies.
Yeah, because it's not just a what do they call it?
A remake, a biopic? Yeah.
It's not one of those, like, just retelling a story. This is, like...
It's better.
A whole thing. Like, it's pretty dope. But yeah, that one...
It's like one of those movies where it's like if Hitler actually reigned or whatever. Because there's a show that has that, like, if Hitler survived and, like, won the whole thing.
Well, there's the one where he doesn't, like, Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
Where they kill him.
That one's good, though.
What else? I mean, this was more for nostalgia, but I kind of want to go see Toy Story.
I don't want to watch Toy Story.
You don't like it?
No, I was never a big fan of Toy Story, to be honest.
I loved it, bro. You know the first one came out before either of us were born?
Yeah, I know. It's super old.
That's crazy.
Super old, but it was still in the movie. It was still on the TV growing up.
Yeah. Bro, but it's like 20-something years later and they're still making those movies. That's ridiculous.
It's for all the people that are growing up now.
It's like Star Wars.
They put in more adult jokes in there.
Like Shrek movies?
Yeah. Shrek movies are great, though.
Yeah, they are. I never saw the third one.
You never saw the third one? The third one's
I only saw the first two, and the first two are dope.
Yeah, the first one's the funniest one, though.
They just get better as you get older, because you get all the jokes. Damn, that's
smart. And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
I'm making waffles.
There's always fucking teens around here.
I know, for real.
Always teens around here, man.
A bunch of orphans. They don't got parents.
I know, right?
To yell at them.
Fucking laying there, just walking around like it's nothing.
You know what else, though? It's summer already, though, so they're probably already out of school. I mean, this is the last week of school, yeah, right?
My little brother's... Today's his last day of school.
Yeah?
So he's probably out now.
This weather sucks, though, dog.
Sucks so much,
it was like
man.
Usually there's a transition. Like, it's cold, or what we call here cold, and then it gets, like, decent. Then it's, like, beautiful-ass weather in the spring, and then it gets a little warmer, and then it starts getting hot and humid. But literally, it was, like, day and night. It was, like, cold and cloudy. So the next day it's hot.
God as fuck, man. Luckily, you live around here, though. I fucking live inland. It's like 95 degrees over there, man. Yeah, it's fucking hot as fuck.
I work inland, though.
You don't live inland, though.
I don't care about inland. Night, it's all the same.
I live inland. It's just fucking hot. I
hate and you shit. Said you have AC. Why are you
I
tripping?
I do have AC.
I don't have AC in my house.
But I don't have AC everywhere.
Broke ass.
Just my room.
I might buy like a personal air conditioner.
A little small one?
Either a small one, like a desk one, like a USB one, or I'll buy like a portable one, the one that you just plug into the wall and it has wheels you can drag around.
Nah, I say do the portable one. No, the USB.
The reason I wouldn't get one of those because, like, first of all, it's plugged in through USB. I'm like, how strong can this be? And they look, all of them that I find on like online and stuff, they all look cheaply made.
Well, you won't know until you buy it, you know?
That's true.
It's one of those things you just gotta take a.
But I wouldn't have to. I could just buy a secure portable one.
Guess. It's up to you though. I bought a tower one for my room. It feels great.
It's an AC?
AC unit, yeah.
How much was it?
It was like $80.
Where'd you buy it? Costco?
Amazon.
I'm gonna look into that.
It was a tower.
Because my room is nasty.
It just spans. It goes around. It's oscillating. So it's great.
That'd be
super
nice.
Great.
That'd
I put
nice
it right next to the window and I open the window so it's even more fresher. I'm like, hooey. Chilling.
It's cold shower time.
Hell yeah, it's
cold. Well, honestly, for me, it's always cold shower time.
Not for me. Now it is, though. Tried to take a hot shower today. I could not do it.
You know what's better? A cold shower is better in the summer than a hot shower is better in the winter.
True.
I like that better.
Very true. Because in a hot shower in the winter, you could get sick.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you're coming out from the heat, coming out right. To the cold. Whereas then if you take a cold shower in the heat,
but if you come out of the shower
stay cold, you know?
In the winter, you just jump out the blankets or jump into the blankets. But in the summer, like after you take a cold shower, usually the bathrooms are a little warmer.
Yeah.
And as soon as you walk out of the bathroom, you just feel that little wave of cold air. Plus your hair's still wet.
That's true.
Just, oh, damn.
That's great.
It would suck to live, like, in Vegas.
Dude, I have a coworker that's going to move to Vegas.
I know a lot of people that are moving to Vegas.
He plans to move over there. But here's the thing, though. He hasn't even found a job over there yet. But my manager's already looking for a replacement for him. So it's like, yeah.
That fool's messing up on both ends.
So it's like, what if he doesn't find a job and he doesn't end up leaving and he stays?
Can't stay here.
It's like, we're already looking for a replacement for you, fam. You better.
You've seen Toy Story, right?
You checked your bags out. Yeah.
Looks like that way. Pizza Planet.
But yeah, I was like, bro, what the fuck? But I asked her, and she told me that it's on a first-come, first-served basis. So, like, since he was already here, he'll keep his job. But whenever another branch needs to hire someone, they would take that person.
Over him?
No, over anybody else. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But he's looking to find a job out there, a branch that'll hire him. And he says on his free time, because he's going to be living with his brother-in-law, so he doesn't want to be at home a lot. So he says he's going to be doing Uber once he gets off of work, and he's going to go home just to sleep and then wake up in the morning, go to work, and just Uber all day.
Ubering would suck in Vegas.
Because he did it here for a while.
But here is different. Like, it's nicer outside. Like,
yeah, but I feel like over there it's just a lot of the strip, though, you know, a lot of transportation just from like shitty Vegas to strip, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think I could handle living in Vegas.
I could never imagine living in Vegas, you know?
Neither.
Never.
You sure about that?
I'm positive, man. Look at that car. I'm about to hit him. You saw that shit?
That fool's tripping.
That van is stepping on it. Oh, look, he's
got a, and he's got a rape van.
I got to drive my boss's van the other day. 2 days ago.
Did you feel rapey?
Nah, hell no.
Did you feel like going
to the like a dad, though. So it was a Toyota Sienna, so, and it was a new one, too. And she, oh, it's a short minivan. Yeah, it was a minivan. And she was short, so, like, the seat's, like, all forward, and I don't want to mess with her seating. So I didn't even touch it. I was just, like, super up close. Felt like, oh, a dad. 10 dude. And 2? Yeah.
Bruh. Check your mirrors.
Hell yeah. I didn't even check the mirrors. I was just like, I gotta go.
Drove like this.
Nah, I was more like this. Like, my arms were to my chest.
Oh, no.
Have you seen the movie on Netflix? It's called... Shit, what's it called?
American Gangster?
That's a badass movie. I saw that one already, finally.
When'd you
I
see
finally
it?
Finally saw it. 2 days ago.
You like that part where he goes up with the jar to Idris Elba?
Yeah.
He's like 20%.
Yeah.
And he gets all... He starts laughing at it. He's not gonna do it.
Bah!
He just blasts his ass in the head.
And then he's like 20%. Gets the jar from the sugar.
He gets a little like a dollar or something.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a badass movie,
that
bro.
That was a sick movie. Benzo. But then that guy... I think I saw like a video about him. A documentary about the dude. Like the actual dude.
Oh, the real guy?
Yeah, yeah. He's all free right now. Just chilling.
Probably. Are we gonna say...
Well, no, actually he just passed away. They just spoke about him.
You said you saw a movie on Netflix?
It's with Adam Sandler and... I forgot what the comedian's name was.
David Spade?
Nope, it's a black guy. Chris Rock, maybe? I think it is.
Chris Rock, the guy who played the zebra in Madagascar?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That guy. Him and Adam Sandler, they have this movie where
grown-ups?
Adam Sandler is like has a cheap family. His family's really poor.
Grown-ups?
But he makes ends work. No, man.
Grown-ups got a rich family.
Bro, yeah.
Grown-ups, some of Hayek is his wife.
What kind of world is this one, it's more realistic. His wife is like some short, fat lady. Like, but then Adam Sandler is, he has a poor family. But they always make ends meet. They always find a way to be creative and make money or solve a problem.
So while the
Chris Rock is, he's a fucking heart surgeon. He's what are they called?
A heart surgeon, yeah.
Oh, there's no specific word for it?
Like cardio something, cardiovascular.
Yeah, but that's what he does. So he has money. His side, so the guy's side of the family has money, whereas on the girl's side, which is Adam Sandler's side, is poor.
Okay.
And the movie's about setting up a wedding for a girl.
Oh!
But only Adam Sandler wants to take a hold.
The movie came out like 2-3 years ago, yeah?
I don't know if it came out. No, I don't think so.
It's on Netflix. I've heard of this movie.
It was only on Netflix, though. Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. Netflix.
That's a good movie. Have you seen it?
Nah.
You should watch it. It's a good movie.
Have you seen Death at a Funeral? No.
No, hell yeah, I've seen that one. That one's good.
That's the black movie, right?
Chris Whoa, Rock. Racist ass. God damn. What's his name? But yeah, I seen that movie. One.
It's all black.
That
people.
One's funny. No, it isn't. There's one white guy. One white guy in there, right?
Take one white guy.
Take it easy. One white guy.
That's a black movie.
But yeah.
Black Pride.
No, there's two white guys in that movie.
Really?
Two white guys.
Oh yeah, the midget. Peter Dinklage.
Okay, three white guys in the movie.
Or two and a half.
Cause then it's the the girl, there's like a main girl there.
Yeah, her boyfriend.
Her ex-boyfriend and her boyfriend.
Her ex-boyfriend.
Because don't you remember her ex-boyfriend goes there with Tracy Morgan to drop off the old guy?
What does he look like?
He's, trying to think of what her movies came out in. He looks like a douchebag, though.
Is it Dane Cook?
No, it's not Dane Cook.
He looks like a giant douchebag. He's a douchebag.
It's not Dane Cook. It's somebody else. Shit, what a movie. And most of the movies he comes out, he's usually the smooth guy. The one that can talk over to ladies and shit like that.
I don't know. I
forgot what his name was. But he comes out in the movie. He's the other white guy in there.
I like that movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie. The guy's tripping on the roof. He's naked. Yeah. That girl is hot, though.
Yeah, she is.
The Brazilian girl? Holy.
Are you gonna go to the fair this year?
Yeah, my girl wants to go to the fair.
When are you going to go?
She wants to go like towards the end of it, though.
Oh, and it's hella packed.
Yeah, because of her dad. Because her dad's, since he's still recovering from his broken shin.
Uh-huh.
So she wants him to be able to get, to be more comfortable, be able to walk more. Because it's just a lot of walking there. So she doesn't want him to be, like, in pain or anything.
Can't just get in, like, a wheelchair or something?
He doesn't like the wheelchairs. He hates them. He prefers to walk. So she's waiting until the end of it, so that way he can build more muscle and, like, when we're prepared for the walk. Because I thought it was just me and her, but then she was like, hey, I want my parents to go with us. I was like, oh, okay.
And you were like,
hell yeah.
Why can't we go by ourselves, man? Enjoy the day.
Hey, hell yeah.
I want to get a cheeseburger and a steak and a...
And I don't want to share.
I don't want to share. You want to get a big-ass turkey leg.
Yeah, hell yeah. My turkey leg. But now we got to... Because she wants to bring her parents, so we're going to go towards the end of it. Is it really the most packed though at the end? I feel like it shouldn't be.
I think it is.
I feel like it shouldn't.
It's closer to 4th of July.
Oh, really?
And like, you know
what Wait, I mean? When does it end?
4th of July.
Oh, shit. It only lasts a little bit.
It's only a month, yeah.
God damn, I thought it lasted more.
Nope.
I don't know if we'll make it then.
Who knows? You can always just go by yourself with her.
That's the thing, though, because I have my surgery for my tooth on the 22nd.
Bro, you'll be fine. You can walk.
They're taking out two of my teeth. So, I don't know.
Bring a blender. You can put all your food in there, dog.
Drink it. You know what sucks? I bought two tickets to a tattoo expo, too, for that weekend. So, but I can't even make it anymore. Like, what the fuck?
Sorry.
Fucking wasting my money.
I haven't been to the fair in almost 10 years.
I haven't been to the fair for probably like 7. That's when it was my family.
You know, it's crazy.
You know, we didn't even go to watch the bandas or anything like that. We just went to go.
Wait, wait, say that again? You didn't go to watch what?
The bandas.
Oh, like the music? The concerts?
Yeah. We just went to go.
Damn.
Bro, we're old, man. We're old.
You're old. I'm young.
Hell no. You're older. What the hell?
It doesn't matter.
You're it's like a grandpa, bro.
It's on the inside that counts.
It's, the only thing is you don't got any kids. Or why? Because nobody wants you.
Or a career.
Nothing.
Or a future.
Weak ass.
I am the future.
Dumbass.
As much as... I think I'm going to run for president.
You're stupid. So stupid.
What if I did and I got the whole neighborhood to vote for me? That'd be dope.
You'd be a retard. See what I mean? What the hell is this,
bro? These kids do not have homes, dog.
What the fuck? Horror. How? What?
Just a herd of kids.
I know, just walking around.
Like, what time is it? It's almost 10, right?
It's 10, man. It's past their curfew and shit.
Bro, this is illegal.
God damn, man. At least it's like a good male to female ratio. Look at it, though. 4 females, 3 males. That's not bad.
Yeah, all these kids are going to partner up with somebody.
They're all going to be criminals.
Well, we got more over here. A bunch of stragglers. They got lost from the herd.
I'm coming back.
They got separate like bison.
They're running over though.
Hey, funny boy just ran, jumped across the hoods of the car. Like a freaking elk.
Oh, man.
This is twisted.
Jeez, man, because like some of these kids look like they're in middle school and a bunch of other kids look like they're in high school, about to graduate, man.
Like our age, dog.
What
look
the hell?
Tall, like 30.
Look, see, here's your ride right over there.
Hell.
Tinted
man.
Windows, big old red van.
That's your ride. You said you drove a van today, right?
Nah, I said 2 days ago.
That's it?
Nah, the van I drove was fancy.
That one's
leather
fancy.
Seats inside.
It's got flames on the side.
Hell no.
I can't wait till summer's over, dog.
Why?
Because I hate summer. It's hot.
You know, I love the summer.
I like...
Especially for where I'm at. Because I'm inside of a grocery store. And you have all these hot ladies walking in their sundresses.
Yeah.
Or workout clothes. It's fucking amazing. I love it.
I like summer for what it does. I hate it for the weather.
That's true.
That's it. I hate hot weather.
Very true.
Anything over 70 degrees, I'm not with it.
You know, I liked it better when I was at the branch by the beach. Because then we'd have girls walking in just their bikinis. Like, that was great.
Nice.
But now, all I get is a bunch of old people walking in.
I like older women.
No, I'm talking about old people. And they're like, hey, I forgot my username.
Oh, that's hot.
I forgot my password.
That's hot.
And I gotta help them reset that shit. And then they're back again next week. There's a lady that came by. I resetted her shit 2 weeks ago. She
said,
came back 3 days ago.
She said, I forgot what bank I use. Do you sell cigarettes?
Oh, no. I don't know if you know this. But now, I don't know when this changed. But it happened to me recently. If you go to the store, say Walmart, and you try to buy alcohol, and you have a minor with you, you can't buy it.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
I swear to God. I went to buy alcohol. I bought some beers. I was going to buy some beers at Walmart with my little brother. He's 14. I'm
23.
Uh-huh. So we went to buy that. We got in line. I pulled out my ID so they could verify my ID. And when they verified my ID, they're like, hey, I need to see his ID too. I'm like, bro, it's for me. He's not touching this shit. The guy was like, no, I still need to see his ID. So then I showed him the ID and I was like, we can't sell you this. I'm like, why? Because he's a minor.
I think this guy's slipping.
It's like, what the fuck?
I don't think that's a lie.
But here's the thing, though. And then the next week, I had a client come in that worked at CVS. And then I asked him about it. I was like, hey, this happened to me at Walmart. Do you know, are you guys supposed to do this? Or is it, like, not? And he was like, it's true. They're supposed to ask, like, whoever's with you, you have to ID them. And then if one of them's a minor, you can't sell them any, you can't sell them any alcohol or cigarettes.
You know, now that I think about that, that sounds familiar. But I don't think anyone ever follows that.
But it's like, what the fuck? What if I'm, like, buying groceries with my family? I'm a mom buying groceries with my kids.
You just want some wine.
Yeah, I'm buying, trying to buy wine. They can't sell it to me because I got my kids with me. It's like, obviously, I'm not going to give my kids wine.
Yeah, that's stupid.
But it's retarded, you know?
It is, yeah.
But they didn't want to sell me it. So then I had to tell him to, we bought the shit he wanted and the things, like, my parents needed. And then we went to the car and I was like, all right, just wait here. So I went back inside, got the alcohol, paid for it. And then I came back into the car and I was like, what the fuck is the difference?
That's stupid.
It's retarded, man.
There's a lot of stupid laws, though.
Hell yeah, there is. I was mad, though. I was like, got me wasting my time walking back and forth.
Did you complain, though, like an adult?
No, I didn't
complain. Not an adult, like an old man?
Hell no. I was just like, all right, man. And I just did whatever he said.
You took him to the car. You put his seatbelt on.
No.
He said, wait here. I'll be back. You cranked up the music.
No. Let his water bowl out.
Oh, no. He put the AC on. Put Kids Bop, right?
Kids Bop. No, I play the SpongeBob SquarePants soundtrack.
What does he listen to?
My little brother?
Yeah.
He listens to... Right now, he's listening to a lot of... what's her name? That girl with the white hair.
Billie Eilish?
Yeah, that's it.
Really?
He listens to her a lot. And then he listens to a lot of music of that kind of tone.
She's popular with guys? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, with my little brother in his school, she's pretty popular. Have you seen the way she dresses?
Like a freaking homeless person?
Yeah, dude. My little brother told me the only reason why she dresses like that. Again, this isn't facts. This is just quoting my little brother, 14-year-old, doesn't know a lot. But he said the reason why she dresses like that is because she doesn't want anybody body shaming her, like telling her anything about her appearance. So that's why she's always wearing baggy clothes. So nobody can see like what her figure really is.
I believe that. This girl, I saw an interview, this girl get interviewed, and it was like a very, very like normal, laid back interview. It wasn't like, oh my god, I heard you have a new movie. Yeah. It was just like really laid back and chill. And the way this girl talked and the look she had in her face and the way you, like, if you looked at her eyes, she looked like really depressed. Like, she didn't look happy.
Who was this girl?
That same girl.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
She's weird, though.
Yeah, but she looks really, like, I don't know, like, she's, like, she needs, like, something. Because she looks, like, depressed. I don't know. She doesn't look okay. She's what, 18? 17?
No, I don't think she's 18 yet.
Damn, dog.
Because last I saw, she was 16. So she's not 18 for sure. Because she just got big recently, too. She's either still 16 or she's probably 17.
I think she is. I'm
going to look it up. But I'm pretty sure she's not 18 yet.
Spell it.
Look how small that car is. That shit's tiny.
This one? Big ass truck.
This one, fool. That shit's tiny.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, she's 17, right?
17, I told you.
Turns 18 this year.
Oh, okay, dude. I'm still good, though. I'm still good. 17.
Yeah, that girl looks depressed, man.
Yeah, her face. But have you seen, like, some of her music videos, though?
No, I never even heard her music
they're
before.
Weird.
I bet.
She's, like, she's into, like, that weird shit. She put a tarantula in her mouth and let it crawl out.
Oh, that's she nasty. She remaking Tyler's video?
Fucking nasty, bro.
She remaking the Yonkers video?
I guess so. Shit was nasty, though.
It's really edgy.
Yeah.
Tyler changed you big know, time.
I listened to that album, Igor again. Didn't like it, man. There's no songs I like on it. I fucking hate it.
I like it. It's growing on me more.
I fucking hate it.
I tried to buy tickets to his show last week. It sold out.
God damn.
Bro, it's a big arena, too. It sold out. I was like, man.
He got money.
It's not even. The show's not until October.
Damn, dude.
Like, I'm not gonna.
He sold out already.
Yeah.
That's money, though. That speaks.
I feel like every time we record, we should make it a regular thing to record. Go to Denny's. We eat at Denny's and we record at Denny's.
No.
Put the mic in the middle.
Nah, that's stupid.
And just after we're done eating, we just start talking.
Nah. That's retarded.
How?
Stupid ass idea.
How?
Because it's retarded.
Nah, I think it's dope.
Nah, I think it's retarded.
I remember one guy, I was listening to an old episode of, I don't remember what podcast, it might have been a Joe Rogan podcast, but he was talking, or somebody was talking about this guy who records a podcast, and he would never release them. He just kind of archive them in his house and his computer.
I think you told me about this.
But like, it would be outdoors, so you could hear like all the birds chirping and the wind. But not only that, when he would edit it later, he would add like violin music in the background. Either that, or he was already playing the violin music in the background outside. Fuck? So I'm like, damn, you probably can't even hear most of this crap.
Yeah, he's probably just blabbering on. Nobody even knows what he's saying. You know what I noticed though? For the past three vlogs, I mean not vlogs, podcasts. For the past three podcasts, we've only been talking about food. Like, I kid you not, like 20 minutes or more is just food that we talk about.
I mean,
just food.
I think it's bound to happen.
Like, we talk about restaurants and food.
So? Some people like to hear. Jeez, I mean, think about it. Think like the
it's
first.
Because of you, fool. It's because you're fat.
The first three we did.
My mind.
The first three we did was like all movies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we're bound to hit, like, little phases of what we talk about, you know?
We just talked about food, man.
What's wrong with that?
Hot dog water and movie hot dogs and fancy gourmet foods.
Possums.
Why don't we talk about titties, you know? What the people really want to hear.
We already know everything there is to know about titties. They already know. They
what
should
you mean?
Know.
They don't know nothing about your titties, though.
I have titties.
Wait, what then, bro?
You got muscles.
You got some fat old titties. You take your shirt off, they plop down.
Oh, no, I never take my shirt off. Not even in the shower.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's how self-conscious I am.
That's nasty.
Hey, you seen that video of the little rat in the shower? That video is so creepy, nope. Dog. It's like a rat, and he's like, has soap all over him. He's like scrubbing himself.
Oh, yeah, I seen it.
That video is weird, dog. Himself.
I didn't think it was weird.
It gives me like goosebumps.
I thought it was cool. I wish my dog could do that.
But this is a rat. Dog rats are like.
Exactly, so?
It's so human.
So?
To do that. Only
have you ever seen Stuart Little? Ratatouille?
Isn't Stuart Little a mouse?
Exactly. Still a rodent, though.
It's a rat.
Alright, Ratatouille. Have you seen Ratatouille?
Yeah.
Alright, then.
He cooks.
Exactly. He has his hands clean while he's cooking.
Yeah?
Yeah. Watch it.
I've seen it.
It's eye-opening.
It's a bunch of stinky French people.
No, it's not,
eating,
man,
with rats.
No,
what,
no.
What did that tell you? French people are dirty?
Nah. Those kids, those hooligans were just littering. You saw that? Polluting the world that they're going to be living in a couple of years. I bet you like half of them in like a couple of years are going to be like activists.
Save the dolphins. Save the whales.
You're gonna be like, is that a plastic straw? You filthy animal.
Nazi! They're gonna expose them. They're gonna put your phone number online talking about this guy threw a straw in the ground.
Not even a phone number. You're gonna put your picture with a video.
Social Security.
Oh no.
They're gonna make a hostage video.
Do you think Social Security will be around by that time? By the time we retire?
I don't know. Probably not. Nobody retires anymore. They gotta work till they die.
Yeah, dude.
Unless you're super rich.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Some people that retire are super rich or people that have disability. One of my clients, he owns like 13 properties.
God
and
damn.
Five of them are already paid off. But this dude is crazy, though. He's crazy now.
Are these American properties or are these like TJ properties?
No, these are American properties. He has old money, though.
Oh.
So he has fat money.
Why is he crazy?
Cause I think he was in the military and then now he's just weird. He has to be the center of attention for everything. So like if I'm helping him out and I'm like filling something out and I'm quiet and I'm not in like talking to him or paying attention to him, he starts making noises, yeah. Or he starts bringing up about weird shit.
I think you're talking about this guy before.
Okay. No, that was a different guy.
A different guy?
That was a different guy. That was Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns.
That was Mr. Burns because he looked like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. No, but this is a different guy. This guy just talks louder, or he brings up the weirdest shit ever.
Like tentacle porn?
No, not tentacle porn. Just things he's done in his life that aren't appropriate in my work setting. He's married. I don't know if his wife is alive, but all I know is he's married.
If she's not alive, then he's not married, right?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You're married.
He says he's married. He's but I know his wife is on his accounts with him.
He's probably lying about his whole life. Have you seen the movie Psycho? He's probably making a
Psycho
skin suit in his basement.
Oh, bro, that's nasty. I had to be honest with you, man. I'm never going to watch Once Upon a Time in America.
Why?
It's so long, dude.
I've never seen it either.
Oh, I thought you saw it already.
Nah.
That shit is 3 hours, dude.
So?
I'm not going to watch that.
You watched The Hateful Eight.
That's different, though.
that's different. Why?
Because it's a good movie. That's why. It's like the other movie you want me to watch. Schindler's List? I'm not watching that either. That's a 3 hour movie,
bruh.
Too. Fuck
that's
that.
That's a classic,
I'm not
bro.
Watching that, dude. That's so long.
It's such a good movie, though.
3 hours, though, man. Fuck that.
Bro. You spend 3 hours scratching your ass at home, like...
Hell no, I don't.
You can't turn on a movie.
I'm over here making moves. I'm making money, fam.
Bro, stop. What'd you make today? $60?
Hell no.
Go home already, dog.
I made $10,000 today. All on sponsorships, too.
$10,000, right?
All I had to do was make 3 Instagram posts about a sponsorship I did, and I got 10 G's.
That's some crappy blenders?
Nah. I was actually fit tummy tees.
Tummy tees? What the fuck? Tummy tees? Wait, how many episodes are we at right now?
We're at episode 10 now, actually. This is episode 10.
We're supposed to throw something special, bro. We're supposed to have a guest on.
I am the guest, bro.
Nah,
hell, what do you think this is?
You're the
party. You're doing this for charity? Hell no.
If anything, this could be a show with just me, and it'd be fine.
Hell no, it wouldn't. It'd be the most boring show ever.
Nope.
All you would hear is just munching, just snacking. You know, this Krispy Kreme right here got so packed during donut day. They had everybody working. It was like, I think they said 25 people working.
Jesus Christ.
At that Krispy Kreme, just making donuts. Because it was like a free donut for every customer all day. So their lines were packed all day. Drive through, out the fucking
people wait that line. Long for a donut? Like, that's dumb.
Bro, if you attach the word free to anything, people will wait.
Not me.
People will.
Unless it's like a free TV or something.
Oh, right.
It's something of value, like, as far as money goes, and I'm with it.
You know those weeks? There's like a week, like every few months, where there's like a truck that collects like all your electronic shit.
Your junk.
Have you seen those trucks that pass by with the Mexican families in them? And they collect all the shit that they think is good?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And we did it at my old house. We had 2 trucks pass by, look through our shit, and then take like half of it. And all they left was like a broken washer. Like, they took everything else. They took TVs, they took lights, they took everything else.
Is that with Mexican families?
Yeah, dude, because they got their big ass trucks, and then like the dad gets off, obviously. The dad looks at everything, and then he calls the son. He's like, hey. He's like, what do you think? ¿Qué piensas, güey? And then they look at it and they're like, all right, let's take it. And they load it up onto the truck. And then they just, and instead of getting on back into the truck and going on the road more, they just walk over to the next house and they're like, hey, what do you think about this stuff?
I like how you say Mexican families, like, you don't know. Like, bro, just say it's your uncles,
bro. It's my dad, dude. My dad. We're putting stuff out, and my dad was like, look at that. They're throwing, that looks perfectly fine. Why are they throwing that out? I'm like, dad, get inside. Don't worry about it.
He took out a water, hey, how much? Damn, your dad was looking to buy. He's looking to trade.
Yeah, man.
That'd be cool if people stopped buying stuff with money and instead they started trading. Like, yo.
Like bartering?
I like that TV, bro. And they're like, all right. You want that TV? All right, but I need that rug and that computer chair. All right, deal.
What if they did that with work? They're like, hey, can I get that? And I'll do 3 hours of work for free.
I don't know if that'll work because...
What do you mean it wouldn't work?
Because what if it's like a hard job? Like,
then you fucking... It's your fault for taking the deal, dumbass.
Like...
It's not anybody else's fault for you, except for you. We're saying, yeah, I'll do it for that.
But I don't think anyone would get involved in that knowing that it's a bad deal.
You can negotiate it, you know?
I would say,
can I do 1 hour and you give me that?
I think just trading physical things would be a better idea. Possessions, not...
What if the possession you get is actually a ripoff or some shit?
You get ripped off.
It says Panasonic, but the words are flipped. So it's Sonic Panic.
It's Panasonic? Sonic Pana? Oh, who cares? You made a bad deal.
You fucked up. It's the same thing then.
It's not the same
thing. You made a bad deal.
Why aren't you trading labor? What the hell?
Exactly.
That's like slavery.
No, it's not. Because you're getting something in return for it. Just you don't gotta give up any of your shit.
I don't know. I wouldn't do that. That's dumb.
And watch you do it. Hey, I'll do this for free.
I'll trade cars. I'll be like, yo, I'll trade you cars for a week, bro.
Oh, that's stupid. I wouldn't do that. I got a date. I wouldn't do that. Remember that lady that was like, hey, let me drive your car. I got insurance. Bitch, what is your insurance going to do on my car?
Wait, that happened?
You don't remember that? It happened right here.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I got insurance. Let me drive your car. Don't worry about it. It's like, bitch, if you got insurance, doesn't mean my car is insured because of you.
She was throwing footballs at us and cups. And
lady was crazy.
Damn, good times. That was like 3 years ago, Doug.
That was a while back, man.